KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today. There's a slight possibility for some isolated showers late this afternoon. We expect a high near 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest Tuesday of a Corning man on an assault charge. 46-year-old Edward Avila was taken into custody at around 6:35 p.m., following an investigation into a physical altercation that took place Monday night. Avila was being held in the Adams County Jail on a charge of domestic assault causing bodily injury. His bond was set at $1,000. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. Hey, it's not too late to think about getting a larger planter or a newer planter for your 2013 planting season. Stop in here to Lindemann Tractor and take a look. We've got a great selection, anywhere from 8-row 30 up to 24-row 30, and most all of them are 5 years or newer. A popular model that's kind of hard to come by is a 2600 Kinze 12-row 30 with interplant. We just recently got one of those in. We'll be putting it through the shop. In addition to that, we have two real sharp 16-row Kinze 3600s, low-acred with interplant. We can set them up with the auto shutoffs, or you can just run them with manual shutoffs and save yourself a little bit of money. We're wanting to move out the rest of these planters, so if you're thinking about moving up, call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
A man from Pottawatomie County facing first and second degree kidnapping charges associated with an assault and kidnapping last May is representing himself at his trial. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 39-year-old Brian Bay of Crescent told jurors being selected Tuesday that he did not trust authorities and the case against him was made up. Bay and 33-year-old Travis Labneau of Omaha were arrested in connection with the May 31, 2012 beating of a Council Bluffs resident, Tabitha Proplish, who was 29 at the time. The charges against Labneau were later dropped. He's expected to testify during the trial. An Iowa Department of Transportation officer investigating a suspicious truck on the side of the Old Mormon Bridge Road found Proplish handcuffed and beaten inside the cab of the vehicle. Bay told jurors he was rescuing Proplish when the truck he was driving ran out of gas. Pott County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Bay punched Proplish in the face in the early morning hours of May 31st outside of an Omaha apartment rented by Labneau and repeatedly beat her over a 12-hour period because he believed she was a police informant. Bay says he sees himself as some type of a hero. His trial resumes today. Nearly three dozen students from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School and nine adults escaped injury when their charter bus collided almost head-on with a van Sunday in Colorado. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Abraham Lincoln's Jazz 1 and Jazz 2, along with chaperones and a few other students, were returning from a trip that included performances at contests in Des Moines and Greeley, Colorado, and a side trip to Estes Park, Colorado, when the accident occurred Sunday. Band director Mark Mendel told the paper the coach they were in was traveling east on U.S. Highway 34 between the Colorado cities of Loveland and Greeley when a van crossed the median of the divided highway and crashed into the front corner of the bus next to the driver. Mendel said the bus driver did a good job of anticipating the impending crash and tried to avoid the collision. He was able to maintain control of the vehicle while bringing it to a stop along the shoulder. The driver of the van faces charges, but officials did not indicate at the time what those charges were. A replacement bus arrived on the scene after about 2.5 hours due to traffic congestion. The bus then took the Abe Lincoln Ensemble back to Iowa. Mendel said a nearby convenience store provided the students with free soft drinks, while there was a temporary layover due to the crash. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday released the name of a man who died following a crash early Saturday morning in Monona County. Officials say 59-year-old Albert Butler of Mapleton died from his injuries at Mercy Hospital in Sioux City. Another person in the vehicle, 44-year-old Judith Crone, also of Mapleton, was injured. She was treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Officials say they still don't know who was driving. Alcohol is believed to have played a role in the accident, which happened at around 1 a.m. Saturday in near Mapleton. The patrol says a 2004 Ford F-250 pickup occupied by Butler and Crone was traveling east on Highway 141 when it failed to negotiate a curve. The vehicle left the road and rolled into the east ditch just east of Pecan Avenue. The accident remains under investigation. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that no injuries were reported after a United Parcel Service or UPS semi overturned early Tuesday morning on southbound I-29 about 2 miles north of the Missouri border near Hamburg. A semi pulling double trailers blocked a portion of the southbound lanes when it flipped over at around 4:35 a.m. The driver, 47-year-old David Coons of Smithville, Missouri, told authorities he swerved to avoid several deer on the road and lost control of the rig, causing it to overturn. Strong winds were also considered to be a factor in that crash. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Malvern man was arrested last week. 34-year-old Joseph Lee Mosier was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant, charging him with assault. Mosier was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. Friday during a traffic stop near 315th Street and Highway 34. His bond was set at $2,000. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Hey, it's not too late to think about getting a larger planter or a newer planter for your 2013 planting season. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look. We've got a great selection, anywhere from 8-row 30 up to 24-row 30, and most all of them are 5 years or newer. A popular model that's kind of hard to come by is a 2600 Kinze 12-row 30 with interplant. We just recently got one of those in. We'll be putting it through the shop. In addition to that, we have two real sharp 16-row Kinze 3600s, low-acre with interplant. We can set them up with the auto shutoffs, or you can just run them with manual shutoffs and save yourself a little bit of money. We're wanting to move out the rest of these planters, so if you're thinking about moving up, call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Leslie S. Vorm, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Les Vorm will be today at 11:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Stephen Kahn, age 65, of Lewis, died Monday. Memorial services for Steve Kahn will be held Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Harbach, age 95, of Templeton, died Sunday. Funeral and Massive Christian Burial Service for William Harbach will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Merritt Bauer, age 95, of Bridgewater, died Sunday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Merritt Bauer will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Marion Kopf, age 89, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Marion Kopf will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Catherine Graham Memorial Chapel in Waterloo Memorial Park Cemetery in Waterloo. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Larry Ward Sr., age 73, of Wyota, died Monday. Graveside services for Larry Ward Sr. will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dean Linden, age 62, of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for Dean Linden will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Bob Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died February 27th. Celebration of life services for Bob Krauth will be on May the 4th at 2:30 p.m. in the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Gaylord Pauly, age 97, of Las Vegas and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. Services for Gaylord Pauly are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.